This is the local VK5 news segment.
Good morning. This is David, VK5 Kilo Charlie, on behalf of the organising committee of the WIA Annual General Meeting. It will be held next weekend. It's been over a year in planning, and now we're finally here. So an urgent notice for people coming to the Friday night dinner. The venue has been moved to the Adelaide Hills Convention Centre. So please note, the venue for the Friday night dinner has been moved to the Adelaide Hills Convention Centre. Now, that's the same venue as the AGM, open forum, technical session and the Saturday night meal. We had an overwhelming number of people register, so we had to move to a larger venue for the Friday night. So that's the Adelaide Hills Convention Centre, situated within the grounds of the Big Four Caravan Park at Handorf for the Friday evening meal. Now, there'll be a lot of interstate visitors coming to town. Keep an ear on 40 metre Travellers Net 7070 and make them welcome and help them with any directions they might need. Also, VK5RAD 2 metre repeater. You will also find a lot of visitors operating on there. So please make them welcome and offer any help with directions if required. Now, I'd like to thank the following people who have put in a huge effort between them to make this weekend a success. John, VK5BJE, Jim, VK5TR, Shirley, VK5YL, Stuart, VK5STU, Roy, VK5NRG, Grant, VK5GR, Matt, VK5ZM, David, VK5KK, Ian, VK5ZD, and my XYL Joy. Let's hope and look forward to seeing you there, and let's hope we have a great weekend. Thank you for listening. This is David, VK5 Kilo Charlie, on behalf of the organising committee for the 2017 AGM in Handorf.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. AHARS is running another foundation licence training session on the weekend of the 3rd and 4th of June at the Shack. Contact Barry, VK5BW, at wia.org.au to book. You can upgrade your existing licence on the same weekend. This month, the lunches at Blackwood RSL will be held on Friday the 12th and the 26th of May. The fourth Saturday technical session for May will be presented by Graham, VK5ZFZ. This will be a presentation we will call Windows Security, and it will be on the 27th of May. You're invited to bring along your notebook computer to update its security. Thanks to Graham, VK5ZFZ, we have been invited to a special session at Fab Lab on Saturday the 24th of June. The new starting time is 10 a.m. and the location is 200 Pulteney Street, Adelaide. We're negotiating for platters of food, cake, tea and coffee. Please book for this event so we do not run out of nibbles. Trevor, VK5NIX, is taking the bookings. 0417 838 740 or tmold, T-M-O-L-D-E, at internode.on.net. The monthly meetings are held on the third Thursday of every month at the Blackwood Community Centre, 4 Young Street, Blackwood. May the 18th, Gerard, VK5ZQV, will tell us about his visits to Friedrichshafen ham radio conventions held each year in Germany. The June monthly meeting will be a member show and tell. Bring along a recent project, a repair or an upgrade to share with members and friends. This session has been brought forward by 1 month to make way for two sessions by Barry, VK5BW. The July the 20th Thursday general meeting presentation will be about coax cables, and this will be followed on the Saturday morning technical session at the Shack by a demonstration of terminating coax cables. Remember, the AHARS Shack is situated in Hannaford Road, Blackwood, directly behind Hungry Jack's. On Saturday the 23rd of September, Graham, VK5ZFZ, will run another introduction to Arduino session. Looks like we will need bookings for this event, as I've had quite a few requests to run this again. Details of the booking will be available soon. if we get too many people to fit into the AHAR chat, we may be able to use the old Girl Guides hall on the same site. How about joining the AHAR's 2-metre net? It runs every Monday night on the RAD 147 repeater, starting at 8 p.m. and usually finishes about 9:30 p.m. If you miss out on this on-air broadcast, you can always go to the North East Radio Club website and either listen to it or download an MP3 file. The URL is http://northeastradioclub.org.au. The Treasurer has asked me to remind members, if they've not paid their subscriptions for 2017-2018, please do so this month. Remember, you are entitled to an early bird discount of $5 off the usual fee of $25 if you paid by the end of March. AHAS has a small quantity of core books and foundation manuals for sale to members at $25 each. If you wish to contact me, you can send me an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au or phone or text me on 0428 835 621. That's all for this week, folks. Catch you next week.
And let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. Cole, VK5HCF, with the weekly update from the mob down here in the southeast corner of our great state. The upcoming WIA AGM seems to be generating quite a bit of excitement about the place, so let's hope that it turns into one of the most successful yet. I wish the organisers all the very best, as there's been an enormous amount of work and enthusiasm poured into it, and they deserve to be rewarded with happy attendees and a good outcome all round. Don't forget our annual convention on the June long weekend, the 10th and 11th of June, and especially the famous Sunday night dinner. Details can be found on our website by googling surge.mountgambier.org. I repeat, surge.mountgambier.org. This will, as usual, be a cracker weekend, so please come along, as we would love to see you. The Generations in Jazz weekend has been and gone, and what a weekend it was. With about 4,500 school kids in attendance and some world-renowned jazz musicians, it was a fantastic weekend. The South East Radio Group had a number of volunteers in place looking after the communications between the 14 pavilions and the central comms unit. We were kept busy relaying messages to the technicians about faulty equipment, general housekeeping requirements, and ordering meals and coffees for the busy judges. Overall, from our group's perspective, the event went very well, but a few tweaks have been suggested for the Generations in Jazz management team to have a look at for next year. Hopefully, we get asked to come back and assist in this very big community event again in 2018. Many thanks to Andrew, VK5KET, for organising our participation again this year. Congratulations on an excellent job, Andrew. Now that we've put Easter and the Generations in Jazz event behind us, we need to focus on fine-tuning the convention arrangements and also to getting on with construction of some of the required infrastructure for the hill climb event. We have an antenna construction evening planned for our July activity night, so that should be a good one. Then we'll be repairing part of the HF antenna system and getting on with building some new gazebo frames for the shelters used at the hill climb. The new APRS system is close to being fully operational as well, so watch this space for more on that one. I will remind you again that we meet on the first and third Friday of each month in our club rooms at the Reedy Park Centre, O'Halloran Terrace, Mount Gambier, starting at 7:30 p.m. sharp. Visitors are most welcome and are encouraged to come along, so don't be shy, be there. As usual, boring, isn't it? The members of the South East Radio Group wish you all a great week, and I say 7-3 from Surge.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. The next meeting for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group will be this coming Friday, the 19th of May, where AREG is privileged to host the Australian Contesting Technical College, presented by Trent Sampson, VK4TS. This symposium will be held between 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the AREG Club Rooms, the Redbeds Hall, Fitch Road, Fulham. This once-in-a-lifetime event is open to everyone with an interest in amateur radio contesting. So, if you have an interest in contesting on the amateur radio bands, and you would like some pointers from experienced competitors, then come along for the afternoon. Don't be shy. The event is open to all amateur radio operators, and you do not need to book. Just turn up at the hall at 3 p.m. Further details for this event may be found on the AREG webpages at www.areg.org.au. I'm Ben, VK5BB, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, this is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a few notes from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. Well, last Sunday, John VK5NI, Bruce VK5VAB, and John VK5KAF, and a few of us others, attended and took part in the Science Alive event at the Elizabeth City Library. While much smaller than the Adelaide Showgrounds Wavell event, it was well supported and attended by families from all over. It was good to have the company at the EARC stand of Paul VK5VCO, looking reasonably well after his recent sojourn in hospital, even though he has still some recuperation to go. As I said earlier, the attendance was good, and as well as the interest shown, we did direct some families to NERC, AHARS, and SCARG to get further information regarding AR in their areas. A big vote of thanks to John VK5NI for the magnificent effort in putting it all together. Next weekend is the WIA AGM event at Handorf. If you have not registered for your attendance at the AGM, you are still welcome to attend the weekend programmed events. Hope to see you there. A table has been booked for the 6 p.m. on the 5th Wednesday of May, the 31st, for a social evening including partners. Anyone intending to attend, email to alanmck1@bigpond.com or SMS to 0408-808-516, indicating the number of attendees would be appreciated. The next Tech Night on Wednesday, 17th of May, will be a presentation by Steve VK5AIM on antenna measurement and parameters. The club meets on the first and third Wednesdays of each month at the Grove Venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. Fifth Wednesday's events in any month will be advised. Visitors and potential members most welcome. See you there. 7-3's Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with all the news from the Northeast Radio Club. Last Friday night was a very well-attended lecture by Ben, VK5BB, on the history of the South Australian Police Force radio communications. He had a big selection of photographs of the early days, leading right up to the modern digital age. So it was very intriguing to see how modern police communications have changed over the years, from the police box standing on the side of the road to the modern system of trunking radio that they have these days. So thanks very much, Ben. It was very, very good. And as usual, everybody enjoyed a very interesting lecture. After Ben's lecture, there was a YSEN report given by Trevor, VK5ATQ, and Lou, VK5FLY, told us all the activities that YSEN's been into and some of the things that are coming up soon. So thank you very much, gentlemen. It's good to hear what the emergency services are doing around VK5. The other day I checked my calendar and I found out that next month, June, has got 5 Fridays. So I'm going to have to go out and find a suitable venue for the 5th Friday night dinner. So stay tuned for that. The next technical night will be on Friday the 26th of May, and it's something completely different. Yes, we're going to have a soup and roll night. It'll be a show and tell and a general social type night where you can sit down and have some soup and munch on a roll, talk to people about whatever you like, and
We may even do some planning for the next Science, Technology, Engineering and Maths Day, which will be in July. So the Tech Night, don't forget, Friday the 26th of May. I hope to see you there. Well, this time next week, we'll be all at the WIA 2017 Annual General Meeting. So it should be a good weekend. I hope to see a lot of you there. Certainly I'm going to enjoy myself. I've been along to a few of them now, and they've all been very, very good fun and very informative. So don't forget, next weekend is the WIA Annual General Meeting up at Harndorf. Well, that's all for this weekend. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5 KLD.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.